narcissists don't need you to believe them. They just need you to stop believing in yourself. Think about it. Half the time, what they're saying, what they're doing doesn't even make logical sense. They will contradict themselves in the same sentence, in the same breath. But notice, they don't pause. They don't backtrack. They double down. Why? Because it's not about truth. It's about control. And here's how it works. You bring up something that they did, they'll either flat out deny it or they'll make you the problem. And you know that you're right, but now you're scrambling to explain, to prove, to defend. And the fight isn't even about what happened anymore. It's about your tone. It's about how you brought it up. It's about something you said months ago. That's the trick. They flood you with deflections until you forget the original point. And in that scramble, you start doubting yourself. You leave the argument thinking, maybe I did exaggerate. Maybe I did misunderstand. Maybe my memory isn't really that good. And that's the win for them. Not you believing their lies, but you losing faith in your own truth. Because once you stop trusting your memory, your instincts, your own perception, you have no anchor. And when you have no anchor, they become the only thing that you can hold on to. So I think abuse doesn't start when you believe their lies. It starts the moment that you stop believing yourself. And I truly think that's the hidden goal of gaslighting.